Yeah, I mean, it was a long month. You know, the first 2 weeks went by real quick, and then the last 2 weeks just drag. They were just dragging on, and you know, I'm just ready to help the team win.
What's the plan at this point? What do you see this week?
To play as you know,
playing, working at a practice.
You know, I haven't talked to the coaches yet, but you know, I trained hard, I worked hard. You know, Coach Bill just took me out there and put me through a surprise workout to make sure I was working out. So, yeah. So I'm just ready. I'm ready to go.
You're good to go.
I've been ready. I'm like a caged animal right now. So.
You're ready.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Seeing the way the defense has played and attacked, does that make you even more caged animal, knowing how you can help?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I can add a lot to what we've already done, and you know, I'm ready to do whatever they need me to do.
What's impressed you most about the defense? Way to perform. In the past 4 weeks, what's impressed you about them?
I mean, what hasn't been impressive? The whole, you know, from the back end all the way to the defensive line has been impressive. They, you know, stopping the run. Other than, you know, a little squirt. You know, Adrian Peterson's a great running back, so you know you're not going to stop him every single play. And you know, I just think that they've done from, you know, from the front all the way to the back end. Everybody's done a great job.
Isn't everything, you know, from training camp that you doesn't surprise you at all?
No, not at all. I knew. I mean. The crazy thing is we can be even better, you know. Even, you know, whether I'm out there or not, they can be a great defense.
So watching them, does it make you more frustrated or just kind of get you going?
It gets me excited, you know. When you get to come into the number one defense in the league, just to add and help, that's, you know, what else can you ask for? It's not like they're out there, you know, getting beat up real bad. They're out there just dominating. So, you know, being able to come back into that is going to be great.
Where did you watch the games?
Sometimes, you know, a lot of times I was actually working out at the same time. You know, trying to, you know, mimic the game tempo with my workouts and stuff. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, I kind of backed off of it a little bit because I pushed really hard the first 2 weeks and backed off a little bit. So I got to sit at home, watch, you know, be a civilian for a little while and just watch the game, sit back and enjoy.
How was that? Because TJ said that week that he missed, you know, he never had to do that. It was the hardest thing.
It was awful. It was, you know, it was, I've had to sit and watch before because of injury, but when you're perfectly healthy and you're just, like, chomping at the bit, ready to go, and you feel the best you've ever felt, there's nothing worse.
I'm curious, so what did the workout entail today? What did it put you through?
Just, you know, hitting the sled until you're, you know, ready to fall over, you know, just running hoops and, you know, working pass rush moves and work. You know, he made me do a 200-yard sprint. That was fun. And then, you know, but I would expect, you know, he had to make sure I was in shape and ready to go. And, you know, I'm glad he did it. So we're going to come back in tomorrow and do another one.
See the defensive ends playing all as well as they are. Do you expect some competition coming in? Guys not eager to give up their spot?
Well, it's the NFL. You know, there's competition every day. It's been like that since I got here. There's always competition, and that's how you get better with competition. So I embrace it. I enjoy it. And, you know, I'm ready to go. So I'm over this.
What did you learn from this experience, Derek? You hate to have to go through it.
Well, you learn not to ever make that mistake again, and you have to do your due diligence anytime you take a supplement. And, you know, if I have any advice for any, you know, any football player, any athlete, you know, just make sure you know what you're taking before you put it in your body.
How much contact do you have with any of your teammates, you know, just via text or whatever?
I mean, yeah, we talked. Before the game, I would always send a mass text out, a group message out to everybody, you know, telling them, let's roll, it's time to go, let's keep rolling. We're going to be the best to ever do it. And, you know, I was over at Vaughn's house a lot, and, you know, a couple of guys, they'd come to my house, and, you know, we stayed in contact, and, you know, I'm ready to come back in like I never left.
You feel like you're full in playing shape, or it might take you a day or two to get back?
I'm ready to go. I trained so hard. I had another off season, so I just turned it on and trained as hard as I possibly could, and trained smart, you know, came out with no injuries, and, you know, I'm ready to go. That's all I can say is I'm ready to go.
What do you do to stay up to speed with the playbook?
Actually, they took the playbook away from me. So I didn't have the iPad to look at the plays or anything. So all I could get was from what, you know, the guys would tell me was going on. But, you know, for the most part, nothing's really changed.